40 years ago, I remember seeing my father put a belt on and about 6-inch spikes on the insept of each boot, and then climb a pole like a squirrel. He was a telephone installer for the phone company in my city, and climbing poles is how he started. He then supervised men who climbed poles for a living. Not your typical push-a-pencil, white-collar sort of crew. These were guys who might entertain themselves at lunchtime by having some good-natured boxing. At the same time, my father was self-educated and eventually became a supervisor and then involved in management to the point to where he had engineers working for him and evaluated new equipment. He supervised teletype before computers hit the scene and then was involved in installing some of the first mobile phones and then the first computer system put in the bank in our city. He retired at 50 without needing to work and continues to live a healthy life managing his portfolio in his 70s. And he only had a few months of college. He was self-educated, both on the street, and this is what's important. He educated himself by watching people, by watching how his own behavior affected his life, and also by reading. He was self-educated in the broadest sense of the word. So in that spirit, I want to offer books that he recommended to me as a child, and as well books that I have found along the way that I think are of help. I don't claim to have lived a perfect life, and some of these books offer wisdom that I'm sure probably all of them offer wisdom that at some time I have ignored. But just because I have ignored a particular stepping stone and so fallen into the mud does not mean I don't have the ability to point out that stone to you. My having slipped and fallen in some ways perhaps makes it even more apparent to me which stones are important to look for. So, in that spirit, I'm offering a list of recommended readings, and with each book, there are particular parts of it that I consider most important. A book may speak to you one day, like a grocery store. There may be one aisle that has something you need today, and another aisle that has something you need on another day. Don't feel obligated to read every word of every book, but especially notice at least the parts that I point out that I think are most important to live a life. In the end, education is best when it offers comfort and creation of a better world by the actual doing of something. And also, as importantly, the motivation of the doing of something. Some have said that we never, ever really learn anything. We just remember the most basic principles. God is love. Love each other. Love ourselves. And everything else evolves from that. Loving what's right and discovering what the right is, what the basic laws are, and how following them leads to happiness and to a better life. So with that, here are the books. I hope that you find some help there. If you want to see a list of all the Father books, you can go to templerepair.com, as in your body being a temple, templerepair.com/fatherbooks, templerepair.com/fatherbooks.